What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming live for the Built Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the fans, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Wednesday morning. Yesterday, I was over at the West Sayville Range. It was a beautiful day. I was hitting some balls. And a man who I had seen there before a couple of times turns to me and he goes, gee, I said, yes, that they fired Tibbs. And I said, is that why my phone is going crazy in my pocket that I'm ignoring? And I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. I thought he was maybe messing with me. And then I looked up, I took a step away and consumed all of it. And I'm still really in shock about it because of the extension. I mean, we talked because of so many things, but also the extension that they just gave him. So since that moment, 3-something, 2:45, whatever it was, that I found out about the firing, I've been trying to find a way to like this, to find a way to say it was the right thing to do, to be excited about the future of the Knicks, and I can't do it. I can't do it. This was a mistake. It was a mistake. The roster construction was the issue with this team. It wasn't Tom Thibodeau. When Tom Thibodeau had a worse roster, they were overachieving. He was winning coach of the year. They took a step too far with Karl Anthony Towns, in my opinion, and then the depth issue, of course. This is on Leon Rose more than it's on Tom Thibodeau. I hate it. I've been trying to like it. I've been trying to be positive about it, but hours later, I still hate it. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. Two things I often say about professional sports teams. One is stability. The other one is ruthlessness when it comes to the GM or, in this case, comes to the president. I guess, I don't know if William Wesley's involved in any of this. I mean, it seems like Leon Rose is the head of the team. He's the guy that's running. He's the guy that's making all the decisions. Yet, he doesn't sit in front of the media and tell us what's going on. And I really do think that the Knicks really made two major mistakes here. One is I'm sick and tired of the PR, whatever you want to call it, PR statements. I want to hear from somebody. I want to hear from a human being. I want to hear from somebody who's making this decision. So if it is Jim Dolan, then put Jim Dolan out there. As hard as it is to listen to him, put him out there. If it's not Jim Dolan and it's Leon Rose, then put him out there. If it's not Leon Rose and it's William Wesley, Worldwide Wes, then put him out there and tell us why you think that this is you need to do this. Now, the one thing I will say is that you, me, and everybody else out there that has an opinion on this has no idea what's going on internally. We have no idea. We don't know if there is a mole on the Knicks coaching staff, which is like 10 of them. Or, you know, there's something that's gone on internal with the players that William Wesley or Leon Rose has seen from where they sit and saying they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And therefore, we can't get rid of them because, you know, they have long-term contracts. We can only get rid of the coach. And then the other thing I think of is that Leon Rose was Tom Thibodeau's coach, I mean, agent, and he gave him a $30 million extension that doesn't kick into this year. So I don't feel sorry for Tom Thibodeau from a financial standpoint. No. He's getting a lot of money to go away. What I do feel like is that this is a hit as his reputation. And as a Knick fan, a 57-year Knick fan, by the way, I have seen this organization at the top of its game, and I've seen it at the bottom of its game. And the last 5 years under Tom Thibodeau gave me hope that there was structure and stability back. Now, all of a sudden, I feel like I'm in a situation where I say, I don't want to say this. Here we go again. And all that, and that all depends on who they select as the next head coach. And then I wonder about the assistant coaches. Like, is Rick Brunson getting fired? Is Mo Cheeks getting fired? Are all they staying here and they're just putting a new head guy in there so that head guy can deal with whatever snakes he may have in the grass that he may be working with? So I don't know. This is
So you're telling me you think this is a Shiv spot?
I feel like it's a Shiv spot. And
wow.
I feel like, I really do feel like, as a Knick fan, I feel really disappointed. When I saw this yesterday, I felt disappointed. I feel disappointed this morning. I felt like we were headed in the right direction. I felt like we got the right guy. Every time, you know, Tom Thibodeau would talk after a game, didn't say much, but, you know, I felt like, all right, we got a real legitimate head coach. And you and I have talked about this. He's a guy that's looking at tape. He's a guy that's preparing. He's a guy that's showing up to work every single day. He's a guy that's trying to get the best out of a roster that's probably not perfectly configured, but at least you would think one more year together with this group, maybe they would have been better. Now this group has got to learn yet another from another coach. I'm assuming another system, and I'm assuming that they're going to take a step back. And I hate the fact that I feel this way this morning, but my feelings this morning could be swayed depending on who they end up hiring. And hopefully that hiring is going to come relatively quickly.
Yeah, I want to explore this Shiv spot thing. And if people don't know what we're talking about, you know, a Shiv in the back, it's a reference to a man-made or handmade weapon in jail, and then someone will shiv you in the back, and you think maybe the guy was on your side, but he's not on your side, and it's a Shiv spot. So you're telling me that you believe that one of the assistant coaches was a snake in the grass, a mole up to Leon Rose, saying that Tom Thibodeau wasn't the man for the job.
Or William Wesley.
So you think that you really think Worldwide West is that involved still?
I do, yes.
Wow.
Have you ever looked at the Knicks organizational chart?
Yeah, I mean, it's 10 million guys with job titles I don't understand.
Right, exactly.
That's what it is.
So there's a lot of people that are involved. And, you know, who knows who has the ear of Jim Dolan? I'm assuming Leon Rose does. The other thing I do know is that, you know, a game 7 at the Garden in round 3 of the NBA playoffs is probably worth $100 million.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that they're not playing that game or didn't play that game and they lost that game in game 6 and played the way that they did, you know, that's a huge loss, too. You got to understand that playoffs at the Garden are absolutely ATM cash machines. And they lost a lot of money by not having a game 7 there. But, you know, at the end of the day, Tom Thibodeau did exactly what he did when he was hired to come here and do it. And, you know, he did it for 2 other franchises as well, by the way.
Yeah.
He did it for Chicago, Minnesota, and here. There is a shelf life for coaches in the NBA and in the NHL, as we all know, as all of our teams have gone through this. It's just that it's very rare that a guy is going to show this much improvement, get this far in the playoffs, and then right as the playoffs end, you end up letting him go. And really without any human being coming out and standing in front of a microphone
and telling you why. You're not going to get that. What you'll get is a one-on-one with Mike Breen or Bill Pito or something like that with questions that they already knew were going to be asked, like we saw a couple years ago when the Knicks got eliminated from the postseason. Leon Rose sat down with Mike Breen, and it was just like a couple of questions. That's what you're going to get, which is unfortunate, but they're not going to change that.
That's not Mike Breen's fault. That's not what his job is.
No. He was just asked to do that. I'm not knocking him, but that's what you're going to get. Yeah, so, I mean, I agree with all the Tibbs stuff. We can talk about why it's wrong, but I'm more interested in the stuff that you're bringing to me this morning that I have not heard, that there's shivs, there's snakes in the grass, there's people that wanted Tom Thibodeau out. And what if it's assistant coaches, or it's World Wide West. I mean, is that just an opinion on Tom Thibodeau because they don't think he's the guy that can get him over the top? Or is it one of those things where there's someone on the staff that thinks that they have something to gain if he's not there?
I don't know. You look at these names. You look at all these titles. You look at the coaching staff. You look how many people are involved in this. You know, getting all of this on the same goddamn page is almost impossible.
And they did it for years, it felt like.
The last 3 or 4 years. But prior to that, it was Shiv spots all over the place.
I know, but that's why 3 or 4 years felt like 30 years of stability because it was the Knicks.
And I also feel like the Jets have gone through that over the last 15 years.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that Aaron Glenn is trying to clean up, if you can. But, I mean, believe me, there's people all over the place on this list that could have their hands in something, could be in Leon Rose's year. You know, they're also, let's send a message or, you know, send a shot across the bow of the players, let them know we're not messing around here, that we have expectations, and they need to live up to those expectations. That's the other thing. We don't know internally if one of these assistant coaches, you know, was saying that, you know, for some reason we can't get the Carl Anthony Towns to make him understand why defense is so important.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing I was thinking about yesterday is the biggest problem with this team is the fact that they are not nearly as good as they were defensively in previous years and their stars don't play defense. What other guy on the planet is going to teach these guys defense other than Tom Thibodeau? Tom Thibodeau failed at trying to get those guys to play defense, and he is the most defensive-minded head coach in basketball right now.
But, you know, when they played defense against Boston, they won games.
I know, but they didn't do it consistently enough.
No, they didn't, and you know, because defense is hard. Defense, you know, you can't be lazy. You got to be all in, and you got to be going 100 miles an hour, and then the coach has got to recognize when you need a blow during the game. Yeah, maybe that's another thing. Maybe it's the fact that he didn't play more guys, or you know, maybe it looked like it was a panic move when he did go to more guys in the playoffs. You never know how these things are going to be internally looked at and how people are going to react to it. All I know is that a really good, solid head coach who brought stability and toughness back to the New York Knicks was let go unceremoniously. And the reason I say that is because at least if there is a human being in front of a microphone saying, hey, look, man, we love Tom Thibodeau. We gave him a 3-year extension. We just felt like this was a real disappointing finish and we really want to get over the hump and we have an idea. You know, I'm not saying that they would have said all of this, but they must have somebody in their sights that they think is going to be better than he is, or you wouldn't fire him.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And who that guy is going to be very interesting.
By the way, Mike Malone is probably like a carbon copy of him.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's going to be Mike Malone. So Stefan Bondi, who covers basketball in New York and does a good job with it, he posted yesterday that anybody who thinks it's Mike Malone, stop. It's not Mike Malone. You can move on from that. So I don't know why. I don't know. The people in that organization, maybe these snakes in the grass are not Mike Malone people either. I'm not sure if we know maybe the full story of what happened in Denver. It doesn't sound like it's going to be him. And apparently Johnny Bryant, who is a man who was here as an assistant, just finished the season. You know, he was with Kenny Atkinson in Cleveland as an assistant. You know, he's the next great one. He's the Ben Johnson of the NBA right now.
All right, so again, I have nothing against him personally. I don't know him at all.
But we don't know anything about him as a coach. Right. It just seems crazy to get rid of Tom Thibodeau to give a guy this job who's never coached before. It's insane.
That's exactly how I feel.
If it ends up being him.
I mean, if you're going to give a guy a job and a shot for the first time, now the Jets have made a habit of doing this, but because of where the Jets have been and what the Jets have gone through, that's the team that does what it did. You know, all right, we're going to give it to another guy. Now, you and I were not all in if they were going to, you know, we were talking about other guys like John Gruden and people of stature, Bill Belichick, and the Jets decided to go down the road of yet another assistant coach who has had no head coaching experience. But I think that the expectations for the Jets are so minimal. Then I guess I can buy into it, especially if it's an ex-player that seems to have everything in order and has paid his dues. Okay, I could see that. The Knicks are a top four team in the league.
Yeah, top three team, if you want to look at it like that, you know?
You could say that if you want. And so now you're going to bring a guy in, and maybe it is this guy, Bryant. I don't know. Maybe he had great relationships with the players, and maybe if you bring him in, then the rest of this coaching staff, and including Jalen Brunson's dad, doesn't lose his job.
Yeah, I mean, he connected the dots there. It does make sense. If it ends up being Johnny Bryant and these guys sort of came together and had some sort of mutiny there on the guy who brought this franchise back. And, you know, it's just it really is a shame thinking about it, because there's a few guys in my life being a Knicks fan that, like, you're always going to respect, even though they didn't get the job done ultimately with a championship. But, you know, guys you always will love. You know, I know Pat Riley screwed us, but Pat Riley was a big part of that. Jeff Van Gundy, Patrick Ewing, John Starks, Charles Oakley, Anthony Mason. And then you fast forward. I mean, Donnie Walsh to a certain degree, because he brought credibility back to an organization that needed it at that time. But Tom Thibodeau's right there in that conversation. He, to me, with Jalen Brunson, restored a franchise that was absolutely dead, completely dead. And for him to get this team to the first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years and then get canned like this in a statement is awful. And when you say here we go again, if you're
I don't want to say that.
I know, but I don't want to say it either. But that's the first thing that pops into your mind. And you think, is Dolan getting involved again? Which I actually don't think so. And I'm not being naive with this. When I'm not like taking them for their word, but I kind of believe that when things are going well and Jim Dolan has someone that he trusts there, that he lets them do the job, because he did that with the Rangers for many years. So I don't think he swooped in here and decided to get rid of Tom Thibodeau on his own. I don't think so. I think that he probably agreed with it, and if he didn't agree with it, then he would have been here. But it seems to me like there was other factors going on.
Well, there has to be other factors that we don't see.
Yeah.
Because it can't just be like what we watched on the basketball court.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's got to be something else internally that also precipitated this and was somehow building. I mean, and the one thing I will say, watching everybody's reaction to this yesterday, everybody pointed to the most important player, Jalen Brunson, being asked about Tom Thibodeau being, you know, the right coach for this team. And his answer was yes. Mm. Like, you're asking me this now? Are you kidding me? And then, of course, you know, he gave an opportunity to Josh Hart. He gave an opportunity to Julius Randle. He gave opportunities to Quickley and Barrett and Mitchell Robinson. He gave opportunities to, you go down the line, Deuce McBride. It took a while for guys to earn his trust, but that's the normal way of doing things in the NBA.
Yeah. So, I mean, these big names that are out there, Eric Spoltra, it doesn't feel like that's going
to
happen.
They have somebody in mind. They have to have somebody in mind. They have to. You can't just, in a moment's notice, unless I don't know if this took place or not, if they had a meeting with Tom Thibodeau and he said, look, man, we're not going to win with Carl Anthony Towns. I told you, I didn't want him here in the first place. You guys wanted him here. I told you we were not going to win with it. You know, unless he did one of those in a meeting that we don't know about yet, that would be something that, you know, I can understand where Leon Rose and Worldwide West and everybody else would get upset with that if that ever took place. I don't know if that took place.
That's what I would have said if I were Tom Thibodeau. I mean, to me, it's on the players. It's not on Tibbs. It's on the roster construction. And it doesn't mean that they couldn't get better. I mean, that's the thing that frustrates me. I think that with an offseason where you get a little bit better with the bench, you convince Tom that he's got to play these guys. You get players like DiVincenzo, like Hartenstein, to fill those roles that you didn't have filled this year, and you get this group playing together for another year. I think they could have gotten better that way. But, or if they did some sort of massive thing where they got rid of Carl Anthony Towns, which is not going to happen. So what this was, I think at its core, was that the front office, Leon Rose, Worldwide West, and then James Dolan at the top said, we think that these players underachieved because Tom Thibodeau was the coach. And we're not changing this roster massively because we've got the team that we think we can win.
We can't.
Yeah,
right.
So the only way to try to get better is to now get another head coach. And that is a dangerous, dangerous road to go down when you're getting rid of someone as accomplished as Tom Thibodeau.
And by the way, you know, that head coach is going to be assuming, you know, assuming that Mitchell Robinson stays here and Miles McBride stays here, you have seven veteran players that you are now inheriting. And I don't think it will be a guy that does not have any connection to these players. It's got to be a guy that has connection to the players.
Well, that's Jay Wright and that's Johnny Bryant. Those are the two guys.
I mean, that would make sense to me because, you know, this is, you know how veteran players in every sport, not just basketball, but in every sport, they know pretty quickly whether or not the coach is credible and whether or not they can walk all over that coach.
Well, I mean, the NBA is the easiest league to kill a coach from a player standpoint. It just always has been. You know, I mean, if that superstar or a couple of guys on that team that are the stars don't like the guy, he's done. He's absolutely done.
Yeah, I mean, this goes back to when I remember talking about Patrick Ewing. And, you know, if Pat Riley is here and he is the coach, he's going to love Pat Riley. And he is going to fight for Pat Riley. Now, Pat Riley left. So he wanted the assistant. He wanted Jeff Van Gundy. And he fought for Jeff Van Gundy because he really liked playing for him. And when you have your clear and number one guy buying into what the coach is selling, that makes it a hell of a lot easier for the coach, the rest of the team, and hold rest of the team accountable.
Yeah, you know, it's something I wasn't thinking of when I walked in here. But when you talk about the snakes in the grass and the pipeline going up to the front office and guys saving their jobs, I'm thinking back to the preseason, right?
Yeah.
Dante DiVincenzo at the foul line.
Mm-hmm.
He goes over to the bench and he starts yelling at someone. Remember who was yelling at?
Yeah, Jalen Brunson's dad.
And remember what he said to him? This is what happens when they let you make the decisions. That now coming back here this morning is making me think. Now, I don't know, but somebody, Ian Begley, Shams, somebody, Wally has to go in and infiltrate.
Oh, Wally's not doing it.
No, of course not. No. But somebody. And find out what the hell's going on to make more sense of.
I mean, does that make a little bit, give you a little bit better clarity or something that you didn't think about
prior to us having
a conversation?
That's what I just said. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, of course, we know Jalen is the engine of this whole thing, too. So
I think the more you think about it, the more it's probably going to be, like you said, one of those two guys. Although I don't think Jay Wright wants to coach anymore. I really don't.
A lot of money. It's a lot of money.
You already made a lot of money.
Okay. Does that matter? You know what I'm saying? Like, there are guys, how many times have we said, you know, what are you doing this for? What are you doing that for? Tom Brady, why are you doing Fox for $350 million? Oh, that's right, because it's $350 million, even though you made a lot of money. I mean, to me, it would be more of a reputation thing. Like, if he goes there and fails, does he want to do that and have that over his head?
See, that's the other thing. You get a guy like Jay Wright, or you get a guy like Danny Hurley, or Mike Malone, for that matter. They understand that they're brought in to take them to the next level. That's the idea, is to get the team to the next level. So now, can this guy Bryant do that?
If it's him. Yeah.
Which would make a lot of sense because, you know, he was on the staff. I don't know why he left the staff. I don't know if they gave him more money or maybe there was a schism between he and Tibbs. I don't know why he left to go to the Cavaliers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry is here. Let's get right to him. He's got lots of stuff for us, including some late night disappointment for Mets fans. What's going on, Jerry?
All right, well, we'll do that in a minute. We'll give you some reaction, though, first from the firing of Tom Thibodeau yesterday. Kendrick Perkins went on ESPN literally moments after this happened, and he, you know, there's on a satellite feed or a Zoom, whatever. And it was Malika Andrews. I don't know who the two girls that were on with her, but they were talking about essentially why the Knicks did this. They understood why the Knicks did this. And that is when Kendrick Perkins chimed in. It's a little long, but you'll see why.
No. Tibbs didn't deserve to lose his damn job. We're not going to do this. And Malika, you remember our production call that we had after game two? And you remember I
they
said
all blur together,
but we had a lot. But after game two, when Carl Anthony Towns was benched, I told y'all on the production call, I said, if they lose this series, it may cause Tom Thibodeau to lose his job, right, because of the game two and the benching of Carl Anthony Towns, because of the relationship that Carl Anthony Towns have with Leon Rose and Worldwide West that goes all the way back to the Kentucky days.
Never thought of that. Mm. That's interesting. Here's another one from Perkins on ESPN where he is essentially blaming Towns.
Here's my problem with the firing. What was Tom Thibodeau supposed to do? Carl Anthony Towns, he started off the series, bro. He put you in the pick and roll. He switched it. You were getting cooked in the switch. So he tried to make an adjustment, and he tried to challenge the guards to fight over the screens a little bit harder and put you in the drop coverage. You was getting cooked in that as well. You wasn't getting back in transition.
Thank you very much, what Kendrick Perkins. Yes, what he said exactly.
Then you had Stephen A. Smith on his podcast blaming Leon Rose for this.
Look at the roster of the New York Knicks. Tom Thibodeau is a defensive-minded coach. Is it possible? Is it plausible? Does it make sense, ladies and gentlemen, for us to look at Leon Rose and the New York Knicks and say, yo, you kind of compromised him because he's a defensive-minded coach, and that you kept Hartenstein and a Julius Randle and a Dante DiVincenzo and your picks. You could have got this far, and you'd be in a better position to go out there and, let's say, get a Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Which a lot of people don't think is really possible.
Yeah, but they couldn't keep Hartenstein. They couldn't keep him.
Yeah, it was impossible. I mean, because they weren't allowed to pay him as much as Oklahoma City. And he was going to a really good team, obviously. So more money, really good team.
I mean, this is like mind-numbing. They get to the Final Four, they and they lose and they fire their coach.
I mean, it's mind-numbing. It blows me away. And that's why I was thinking that when you listen to Kendrick Perkins, I think he's thinking a little bit along my lines, that there's something else going on here.
Yeah, that there is a Karl Anthony Towns contingent in that front office that's going to take his side over the coach. That's what it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Another one from Stephen A. Smith getting on Rose for ducking the media.
No, they're not a step closer. And to be quite honest with you, I think we all as New Yorkers should find Leon Rose's statement offensive. Get the hell in front of a microphone and a camera and answer questions. Mm-hmm. Stop being a coward.
Well,
thank you.
And he's never done one, right?
Never done a full press conference in front of assembled media. He does those interviews at the end of the season occasionally with one guy who works for Madison Square Garden.
With like an invited audience of people.
No, I didn't even seen that. I saw it was a one-on-one on TV with Breen was the last time I saw that. There might have been an invited audience. I've seen him with Bill Pito, I think. I've seen him with Breen, but that's been it.
Yeah. So there you have it. Knicks looking for a new head coach.
And they get one of the more passionate fan bases of the most hated fan base in the NBA for sure, but one of the most passionate fan bases that we have ever seen around here.
Yeah. And now coachless. All right, we get to the baseball last night. We'll start with the early game, the successful game, and that was the Yankees. You asked me yesterday about Jazz Chisholm and when he was coming back. Well, how about last night, and how about making an immediate impact?
Jazz Chisholm to lead things off here in the seventh. Drive to right. It's deep. Going back. Goodbye. Line drive. Home run, Jazz Chisholm. It's 2-1 Yankees.
And welcome back, Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah.
Called them Chisholm.
Okay. You know, I will say this, that, you know, this was a big spot in this game for sure. But when he got on base, you know, with the little bloop single he had, and then he scored from second base on DJ LeMahieu's hit.
Yep.
And you could just see the speed. That's what he brings to the team, especially from an offensive standpoint. Now he'll settle in nicely at third base.
Yes, he will. And right after Chisholm homered, here was Anthony Volpe.
3-2 to Volpe. And the pitch. Breaking ball swing on, hit deep to left. It's get carried. Kwan looks. Goodbye. A Yankee broadside here in the seventh inning.
Going a back-to-back and a belly-to-belly.
That's the Volpe.
By the way, is he happy with Volpe now, or is he not happy with Volpe?
I like this kid.
So do I. I mean, I like everything about him. I don't.
But he's a good shortstop. I know he's not going to bat 350. But he's a good shortstop.
I thought
he's...
Brandon, like, you know, was talking about how like he's done with him.
Yeah, really? No, I think that he was saying how disappointed he was in him recently.
Oh, I thought he liked Volpe. I didn't know that.
I think he liked him, but he's also been disappointed. I did see his instant reaction video to the Tibbs firing where he was essentially spinning around in a circle the entire time in some parking lot. It was very strange, his location.
Oh, BT?
Yeah, BT.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay.
But he's just like, the whole time, he's just moving around in a circle. And then someone commented, are you doing this in the Costco parking lot? Because it really looks like
maybe
that.
Maybe he was.
I don't know where he was, but it was interesting, and it made me dizzy.
So the Yankees win 3-2 as they take the series opener. Carlos Rodon, 7 innings, 1 run ball, 8 strikeouts. He's now 8-3, ERA of 2.49. You've got Clark Schmidt going tonight on the fan coverage at 6:25. As for that late game you were talking about in Los Angeles, the Mets were in line for a win. They led in the ninth inning until...
The 1-2. Muncy sends a high fly to right. Soto going back onto the track. He looks up. It is gone. Max Muncy has hit a game-tying bottom of the ninth inning solo home run, his second home run of the night. And we're tied at 5 in L.A.
And that was Keith Radd on Mets Odyssey Radio. Tied at 5 in that spot. You see on TV, it's Brazoban that was on in the ninth. He wound up striking out the next three batters, but not until after he gave up the game-tying home run. And I'm hoping CBS Sports Network has this highlight, too, because you haven't seen it. This is a weird play that the Dodgers win the game on. They've got a couple of guys on, and Brandon Nimmo's playing left field. Freddie Freeman's the batter, and this is a play you would expect him to make almost every time, if not every time.
First pitch. Swung on, hit in the air to left field. It's pretty deep. Nimmo going back. Warning track. Wall. And it is in play. It lands in front of the wall. Edmund coming to the plate. He will score. It's a walk-off double for Freddie Freeman, and the Dodgers win 6-5.
Is that
he lost
that
it.
Todd Hundley out in left field? I mean, what
somehow,
was that?
Somehow he lost the ball.
Clearly. Yeah. I mean, the ball bounced right next to him.
I heard his explanation, and he tried his best to explain it, but I mean, that's just obviously a play you can't make as a major leaguer.
I agree. Here was his explanation on that play.
I had a read on it. In fact, I thought I was going to, as long as it was staying in the park, I thought I was going to make a play on it. But I knew I had to get back quick because we were playing in for the base hit.
Here was Carlos Mendoza.
Yeah, not an easy play, especially in that situation where the winning run is at second base. He's playing shallower than normal, and that's a tough play, especially in left field from a lefty, you know, he's over your head. And
I get all that, but I'm with you. But a major leaguer
really
makes that play.
Is really impressed with Brandon Nimmo's lower half, though.
As he was running back to the wall.
And speaking of his lower half, Juan Soto did homer again.
Yes.
And it looked like they were going to win the game and he was going to have an impact on the win, but that's not the case. Pete Alonso, an RBI single and an RBI double, and a good start after a sluggish first for Tyler McGill. Griffin Canning, Tony Gonsolin go tonight on Mets Odyssey Radio at 10:10 p.m. And you know, Phil Sims was on Up and Adams with Kay Adams. Phil was essentially scoffing at the notion of him being a Hall of Famer.
Oh, I never think about it. Never. I don't think I deserve to be in it. No. I don't deserve to be in it. You know, maybe if I wouldn't have got hurt in some of my career, things like that.
And then talking about maybe a couple of more Pro Bowls, maybe it would look better. But at the end of the day, he was pretty steadfast.
Like I said, I don't think about it. And I don't want to say I don't care.
Yes, you can't say that.
Again, I don't deserve to be in. Okay. And I'm fine with
that.
She
was so nice, too. Like, but you did this, you know, did that.
They should give up his number 11, though. Nice. What the hell?
Phil's become very self-deprecating in the last couple of months. You could have my number. I don't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, my goodness.
I got to check in on him.
Yeah, I know.
I hope he's okay.
I mean,
I thought this was a quarterback. Weird things with foxes these days.
You can't compare it to today's game.
I know you can't.
Completely different game.
And that's why when I talk about, I always thought watching him, he was a borderline Hall of Famer. And people are like, look at his numbers. Yeah, but that's not what the NFL.
Look at Joe Namath's numbers.
Right. Horrible. Right, under 500 as a quarterback?
Right. I mean, it's whatever.
But, you know,
it's nice for him to say that about himself, I guess. I don't know.
And tonight in Edmonton, you'll be proud of Al. He has gotten Max so he can watch the Oilers and the Panthers.
Nice. Good job, Al.
With game one.
The reality is he got it to watch the Pee Wee Herman documentary.
That's pretty good.
Not the Stanley Cup final.
That is true. Stanley Cup finals and Boar's Head.
That's right. With a couple buddies over.
Yep.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. The Johnny Bryant story is an interesting one. And you can tell and you can figure out why he is a top candidate for this job. And if you just think about him and his career, he was with the Jazz for a number of years, 2014 to 2020. Then he comes to the Knicks as the as an assistant and associate head coach from 2020 to 2024, which is the rise of the Knicks under Tom Thibodeau, mostly with actually with Julius Randle, then with Jalen Brunson. So you would think that a guy like that, young, I'm sure, very intelligent basketball mind, who's on that staff as an associate head coach, and the Knicks are on the rise, on the rise, on the rise under Tom Thibodeau, is very respected in the league, that he would have gotten head coaching opportunities. Well, he didn't get head coaching opportunities, so maybe he thought I have to go to another organization to get noticed because I'm not getting noticed here. And
the job that he has is a lateral move.
Yes, exactly.
Which is a weird, I think it's a weird thing.
Actually. It is strange. So then he goes to the Cavaliers to be the associate head coach under Kenny Atkinson. And of course, that team has this massive regular season. They have a disappointing finish in the postseason, also losing to the Pacers. But, you know, everybody outside of Bridges and Towns, the core of this team, you know, Johnny Bryant coached. And I don't know if he's got relationship with Bridges and Towns, and that of course matters, especially with Karl Anthony Towns, because it seems like the front office is taking Towns' side over everything right now, because they know without him, because that was their big move, you know, they're not going to be winning. So, you know, it's with, and then the point you bring up about the assistant coaches who worked with Johnny Bryant, who might be Shiv and Thibodeau, and then they know that if Bryant comes back, they'll keep their jobs. I mean, it's like the Lego pieces are now fitting together.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, Karl Anthony Towns, and we talked about it yesterday, everybody says he's such a nice guy. Like, and there really didn't seem to be that much fallout of him getting benched at the end of that game because he wasn't playing defense. I think Kendrick Perkins hit on it, but I also know that did we hear any more about it after it?
Well, Towns is probably not the person who's going to be complaining. It's the people that are up in the box watching this going, we just traded for this guy to put us over the hump, and why does our head coach have his butt on the bench right now?
Well, maybe the head coach was trying to send a message within a series.
I'm with Tom Thibodeau on it 100%. He deserved, his ass deserved to be on the bench, probably more than that. And there were times that he wanted him out there, and he couldn't keep him out there because he was committing all those sloppy fouls. What it seems like these guys in the front office that loves Karl Anthony Towns and the Kentucky contingent and World Wide West, and obviously Leon Rose who represented him, were obsessed with getting him on the Knicks. They got him on the Knicks. They know how talented he is. And then they're blaming Tom Thibodeau for him not being as good as he could be.
Well,
that's what it feels like.
It definitely feels that way. But again, you know, there's somebody in that group that probably has a direct line to World Wide West. And World Wide West has the direct line to Leon Rose. I don't know. You think this is a Jim Dolan thing? Or do you think this is like a guy that, I mean, you have to run it by him because you're going to have to give him $30 million.
I really do believe, and I understand there's others that'll say you're completely naive and you're nuts and Jim Dolan's done this in the past.
Jim Dolan did it in the past when things weren't working and he didn't trust the guys that were involved and he was way too involved, but then he admitted he was way too involved. And then he gave it to Leon Rose, and Leon Rose is Glenn Sather to him. And he and the rest of the front office, I believe that he trusts, and he might have agreed with firing Tom Thibodeau, but I don't think that everybody else wanted to keep him and Jim Dolan fired him. There's no way that's the case. I don't think that Leon Rose, a World Wide West, and everybody on the coaching staff and everybody was like, we got to keep Tom. And then Jim Dolan came in with his fedora and said, no, he's out of here. To me, that didn't happen. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do agree with that. I agree with, this was something that William Wesley and Leon Rose, and I don't know about Rosas, but, you know, they came to the conclusion that there was an issue that had to be dealt with, and the easiest way to deal with it is to get rid of the coach.
Yeah, easiest is absolutely, you know, easiest could also be dumbest, too. And that's the problem.
But it all depends on who they replace him with and how far they go next year.
I mean, this is another, right, and this is true. It is true.
We could be sitting here next year at this time, and we could be celebrating a championship saying that this decision right here was the right decision, and they did it at the right time. And it took a lot of guts because they're taking a lot of slings and arrows are coming their way right now. Now, there is a contingent of people that are not happy with Carl Anthony Towns. There's a contingent of people that are not happy with Tom Thibodeau. But I would say the majority of us who have been Knicks fans our entire lives see growth with this team and appreciate what Tom Thibodeau did. And that's why we are... Yeah, I'm disgusted by it, to be honest with you. But I also know he's got $30 million in the bank, and I can't argue with them not... They didn't just, like, kick him out and not take care of him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, they gave him an extension last year. That kicks in this year. And, you know, he still could end up getting another job and coaching, and then that'll offset some of the money for the Knicks. But yeah, he didn't deserve it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.